Hey, how's it going, everyone? Paul here from VX Events. It's been a while since I did a pod, so I thought, seeing as it's coming up to Christmas, I might do something. Does anyone do Elf on the Shelf by any chance? A few people, maybe? All right. Well, if you don't, obviously, I've got an idea for a Christmas event. So, if you hold a Christmas event, what you might be able to do, instead of having a normal elf on a shelf, you could have somebody that's dressed as an elf and they change positions throughout the whole night. And what you could also do is use that person. Oh, sorry. Just a bit itchy. I won't say where on my face because then some people might be a little bit grossed out. So, the idea of it is during the night, the person who decides that they want to be the elf, or you could hire somebody to do it, I would suggest the cheapest option possible, which is someone you know or a volunteer. And their whole job is throughout the night is they need to be able to move from one place to another without getting caught. And the first, well, pretty much throughout the night, if they get caught, people win like a prize, like just a booby prize or whatever it might be. Or that you might be more generous and give them something like a gift card for a bottle shop or a particular retail store or a Visa prepaid card for like $50 or whatever it might be. So that's always an option because I was just thinking about that the other day. My son is right into the whole Elf on the Shelf thing, absolutely loves it. A lot of the kids got right into it at his school, and even to the point where there's, you know, he's come home and told stories about how some of his friends have woken up and they've seen pictures on their parents' phone of the elf apparently taking pictures of themselves in a photo with them while they're sleeping and all these other different things. Hopefully that made sense. The elf apparently took a picture of himself with the friend. No, I don't even know if I'm explaining that right. Anyway, somehow they've managed to make it look like the elf is taking a picture of their kid with the elf in the picture. I think like a selfie, but with an elf. So, yes, I'm pretty sure that most people will probably be thinking elfie now. So, that's a dad joke out of the way. Woo! We've made it. It's almost the end of 2018, so you probably got to add at least one in there. Excuse me. So, but I think actually that would be a brilliant idea. Might have to do that one. With the ideas we've come out, The other thing that I think would be pretty cool is one year what we did in our place, just to sort of decorate the house, was we got boxes that we had because we just moved into this house that we're in now. We have quite a few different boxes that we needed to get rid of, but I wanted to create some sort of decorations around the house. So we had a lot of leftover Christmas wrapping paper. So what we did is we just wrapped up all the boxes in wrapping paper and used them as props for around the house. So another thing that you could do as well is have sort of like a treasure hunt styled theme for a Christmas party. Actually have a present that does have actually something in there that you can win that's of significant, of some sort of significance, where people would actually want the prize, so to speak. You could probably get different companies to maybe donate items for it, and they can be mentioned as sponsors for the particular Christmas party if it's that style of event, or if it's just like a work event or a party, like Christmas party for like family and friends, whatever it might be. So what they would get is a list of different things that would give them clues as to where this thing's going to be. So you could go like GPS device type of thing, or you could be a bit more old school and have a list of different things where you need to do it in a certain order, and each particular thing gives you an answer to that question or whatever it might be, or clue, where you can then write it down, and then at the end of it you got to work out the clues of where the box might be and which one it could be. So they're my two ideas. I thought they would be pretty cool. Actually, I might incorporate that into my actual like house Christmas party one day. That would sound actually pretty cool. So I'm going to leave it there as... Whoops, I accidentally paused it. Anyway, I said I'm going to leave it there as a suggestion, and I'm looking at the phone going, I'm pretty sure that no one heard that. Anyway. I've also started an Instagram account for VX Events. So far, obviously, I haven't really gotten into the event side of things that much. I do things, though, where at the moment I'm not getting paid for it, but it's more to gain experience for myself. So I threw myself pretty much a 40th birthday party, even though it was my parents and my wife that wanted to do it. A lot of the organizing, I ended up going and doing it. I wish I actually had pictures of what it looked like at night time, because the pictures of it during the day don't really do it justice. It just sort of looks very plain and whatever else. But at night time, we had all these lights everywhere and whatnot, and it actually looked really cool. And also, my parents do a thing. My dad's been a biker for years and whatever else, and they have like a church for bikers. So I do a lot of the sound and PowerPoint presentations and all that sort of stuff for that, and video editing and lots of other different things, which is pretty cool. All of it is gaining experience to make me do a better job, which is good. And I'm one of those people who like to do a good job, unfortunately. It's a hassle, but, you know, just kidding. Now, I think, like, whether I get paid or not, I'm probably more old school with a lot of different things. Not that most people aren't, but where if I get given a job to do, I like to make sure that I do the best possible job that I can. Obviously, sometimes I get a bit carried away and I really do need to pay attention to what people are actually after. So that's the process of it all, though, which I think is good. So, you know, when you're doing something where someone's paying you, you want to make sure that you're listening to their needs and what they want. And the good part about it, doing something for free and working with family, is family can be the most difficult pain in the butt you can ever work with, because they're very much, as an example, my parents are very, like, they're not very tech savvy at all. So they seem to think that they will know about some things sometimes, and you've got to explain it to them. So I'm having to learn how to explain things to people in a way that they understand, so getting down on their level. And I don't even know all the technical terms for a lot of things, so I'm probably the best person to explain it to a certain degree to people, because I would actually explain it in a way they might understand. You know that what's a thingy that you use for this, blah, 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 well, that just does this, that, and the other. All right. Everyone knows what a what's a thingy is, or a what's a jiggy, or whatever it is. You know, what's his name? Nah, got to remember names. But yeah, the good thing about doing a lot of this stuff for free is it's actually helping me learn how to deal with people in a more positive way. And therefore, hopefully, by the time I get into paid events, that I will be in a habit of making sure that I'm getting what people actually want, so I can give them the best possible experience ever, which is what I would really love to do. So at this stage, I wouldn't even care about working for somebody just to get experience. But as long as I would be able to work it in my current situation, because I'm also the chauffeur driver and the school taker and all those different types of things that you do with your kids. Anyway, I'm going to leave it. I hope you're having a good week leading up to the following week, which is Christmas. Hopefully you've managed to get all your shopping done and whatnot before it gets way too busy. There's some years my wife and I have left it till like two nights before, I think, Christmas to actually get everything done. And then there's other times where we had everything sorted out 2 months before Christmas was even due. So, you know, obviously when you're really prepared, it can be pretty cool. But sometimes I actually don't mind the last minute. It's like a bit of a thrill getting out there. But yeah, I'll leave it here. Look after yourselves. Have a great day and night. And I'll chat to you soon. Bye for now.